From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. A new lawsuit alleges the state of Missouri routinely violates the rights of people who need public defenders. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
2 decades worth of studies show that Missouri's public defenders are handling too many cases. Just last week, the top public defender, Michael Barrett, told state lawmakers that without more attorneys, he might have to close some offices. Tony Rothard is the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri, which filed the lawsuit. He says public defenders don't want to be violating the U.S. and Missouri constitutions.
If we prevail in this case, it will be helpful to them, but they are not doing what they're required to do, which is provide a constitutionally adequate defense now. So that's why they're defendants.
Rothart says the ACLU doesn't care what steps Missouri takes to fix the public defender system. He says solutions range from more funding to charging fewer people with crimes. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Missouri lawmakers are considering repealing a tax break for low-income seniors and disabled residents who live in rental housing. The bill was debated yesterday in a House hearing that would set aside savings for low-income seniors and those with disabilities. The proposal comes during a budget crunch that led Republican Governor Eric Greitens to recommend cuts to in-home and nursing care services. The University of Missouri Student Health Care Center will start charging students a fee for office visits. Increasing health care costs have prompted the fee, which will go into effect July 1st. KBIA's Kara Tabor has more.
Christian Basie, director of the MU News Bureau, says the center will now provide more in-clinic procedures not covered or not available before.
Students may have to pay for a copay, but we're hoping that the end of everything, that it turns out to be a good thing because students are able to get full care, get the full procedure done in-house without having to wait and potentially wait several weeks before they go home to have a procedure done.
How much students pay will vary depending on their particular health insurance. The current student health fee included in school costs will stay the same and continue to fund the health center and public health event clinics. Kara Tabor, KBIA News, Columbia.
The 3 appointees for the University of Missouri System's Board of Curators all say they're concerned about a financial crisis. Their statements focus primarily on the system's leading campus in Columbia. Jamie Farmer, a Republican, says she wants to work on enhancing Mizzou's brand and reputation.
I think we're having a pride issue at the university, and so I think that part of my role is to make those current students or those alumni feel more pride in putting on a University of Missouri hat.
Senators are expected to vote on the appointees next week. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.